La Chalas, right. We shine the spotlight on Grafton. The aroma of donuts is in the background.
Well, the last time we talked with these ladies, I think the aroma of bacon was in the background. Ooh. So I'm just telling you, because we are here at the Grafton Village Hall. And we're going through some things here, by the way, Craig, relating to the library. And this portion of the Spotlight on Grafton brought to you by the Grafton Midview Public Library. Stop in at the Grafton Midview Public Library, opening your window to the world. Now, we are in a bank that's now a village hall. The library isn't what used to be a bank, is that true?
Correct,
okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Many libraries and communities somehow take over banks after a while. It seems to be the place.
But did they leave any money behind? That's the key.
Well, I don't know. As a librarian, though, you probably find those dollar bill bookmarks every once in a while, I suppose. We are joined this morning by Adele Infante and also Tammy Mullins. Thank you for stopping in and talking about. Now, we asked what they wanted to talk about, and we just started spring. They bring up the word summer.
And food.
And several different things that are going on there as well. Why don't we talk, I guess, a little bit about some important thing, a summer food service that you have that's developed?
Yes, yes. Last year we started it as a host, hosting the summer food service program at the library and also at the Colonial Oaks Mobile Home Park at the rec center there. So this year we're going to have a third location. It will be at Eaton Park at the Eaton Estates Development in Eaton Township. So,
can you explain more what that is? What is this program? What's the purpose of it?
It is sponsored by the Lorain County Boys and Girls Club, and we're a host, and it's funded by the federal government, the Department of Agriculture funds the Ohio Department of Education, and then they in turn fund the Boys and Girls Club. And what it is to help the children who normally receive free lunches during the year, they don't in the summertime. So what they've done is open the program to any child, 1 to 18, can come to these different sites in the county and receive a free lunch. So we will host three of those sites this summer. We're really excited about it. We also include a program on wellness and nutritional eating. And what's really cool is if you come either before or after at the library, you can probably fit in a program from our summer reading, because we're going to have our summer reading program the same time as our lunch program.
How does it that the library becomes involved in a program like this?
Well, there aren't any sites really down here other than us. They have them in Lorain and they have them in Elyria, but no one else is hosting a site. So the need is definitely here. Last thing you want is a child to go hungry. You can encourage them to take part in literacy programs in the summer when they're hungry. So let's feed the children, let's bring them into the library and have some enrichment programs, and let's have fun.
Okay. So you probably see them sometimes during the summertime as well with these summer reading programs that you have, so there is that connection.
Yes.
That you'll have with the kids during the summertime. What other things, I guess you mentioned the summer reading program. Is it too early to talk about that, Tammy?
No, it's not too early at all. We are basing our summer program on superheroes. So not only our superheroes like Superman and Spider-Man, it would be like our local law enforcement or firemen or just military heroes that are in the Grafton area that we serve. So, you know, we really want to get the news out there to everyone that this year's summer reading program also will highlight our local superheroes. So we're really excited about doing that as well.
Is this going to require any of the workers at the library to dress in their alter egos at all?
Any Wonder Women here? Come on now.
Absolutely. We will have our capes on, I trust.
Well, that's part of the fun of it, is to make the atmosphere in the library almost reflect what that particular reading program is about, right?
Correct.
Right, and we also want the community to know, if they have somebody that they're thinking of that they consider a superhero, that we would love to know who that individual is, so that maybe we can, you know, give them some praise and such during the summer program.
When you do a program like this, do you then sort of figure out how to put the sections together, what books you'd recommend within different genres that kind of reflect that?
Right, and that's already pretty much done. When you're doing a program like this, you have to have things done well in advance. And that way, when individuals come in to participate in the program, we're well prepared to make sure that they receive the service that we feel our patrons deserve. So we're already ready to go and very excited, just kind of smoothing out some last minute details. But other than that, we're very excited about
it. Other than the knowledge and the excitement of reading, what other incentives have you put into this to maybe encourage kids to, to read during the summer?
Well, I know there's going to be some prizes involved. I'm not going to divulge what prize will be available, but I know there'll be some incentives for joining for everyone, actually, not just children, but teens and adults. And yeah. And plus there's weekly prizes for the individuals who do participate. They'll put a ticket in, and each week we'll have a drawing for a prize basket. So, and they're very nice prize baskets. So it should be.
And that's the summer reading program, which begins when?
June 15th.
June 15th. Okay. But there's a long time between now and June 15th. What are some of the things else that are going on at the library for springtime, maybe?
Well, I don't know if you're aware, but Grafton is a community that is richly based in history. So when we offer a local history program at the library, it is extremely well attended. We're coming up on a month where we're actually offering two programs, one on April 9th. A local author by the name of Paul Justy will be doing a program on Grafton train history. And what's included in that program is the landmark switch tower here in Grafton that still sits in town, that was moved, I believe, back in 1984. So we're very excited about that, and we urge anyone interested in trains and in locomotive history to call the library now and reserve your seat, as that is filling up very quickly.
Now, wait a minute. You said it includes this. Does that mean is there like a little field trip?
No.
That, or is that...
No, but right. Gee, maybe I should say something to him about that.
You're not. So that's one of the things that you have going on there as well. You have other programs too, right?
Yes, on April 15th, we'll be doing a 50th anniversary program on the tornado that went through in 1965. And so we'll have numerous pictures and speakers talking about the tornado that hit Pittsfield, Grafton, LaGrange, and yeah, that's part of our community history group.
You know, one thing we've noticed here at Village Hall, some of the memorabilia over there on the wall from, I guess, was Grafton High School, years gone by. What other kinds of things do you have at the library? And how did you acquire some of these things?
Well, we have a Grafton History Association who has come in and organized and created a local history room. You know, I have been in that room so much, and I can't really say that I was a major history person, but now that I go into that room, and I'm in there weekly because I post a Way Back Wednesday, Far Back Friday, Throwback Thursday picture on our Facebook page once per week, and oh my goodness, you know, the response that we get from those photographs, but that room is just a treasure trove of history items, everything from yearbooks to, oh my gosh, Adele, I mean, how many things are in that room?
Newspaper articles, lots and lots of folders, and it's all well organized and easy to search. Doris Woldenheim did quite a bit of the work there, and thank goodness. It's just a plethora of information. So yearbooks, I don't know if you mentioned the yearbooks, mm-hmm. High school yearbooks. So it's fun to go in.
Are you still in search of certain yearbook years?
Certainly. We're always looking for yearbooks. If anyone has one that they want to part with, why, we'll keep it in our collection and be a very good steward of of that historic material. So we urge anyone who has anything that we can add to our collection to come in and share it with us. We can make digital copies. We did just recently purchase a very nice scanner that can, you know, create excellent duplicates of documents. So if you want to hang on to your information, we can make a copy of that and put it in our collection.
Yeah, that was a gift of the village, Grafton Village History Association.
Well, they probably saw what you were doing because you have a special space devoted to it. I was up there the last time we were in Grafton, kind of getting a little history on it. And you go beyond Grafton, I mean, in a sense. There's this focus on Grafton, but sort of the surrounding communities as well. There's some interesting things.
I believe we have one of the largest service districts, because not only do we serve Grafton, we serve portions of Elyria, and we serve Eaton, Carlisle, portions of Carlisle.
Grafton Township.
Grafton Township.
Yeah. Why do you think you get such a big turnout at these type of things related to historical talks? Is there something about the people here who like to, you know, see about the past, or is it just that they're, I would assume they're very well run and very descriptive and allows people to get some new information about
it? Well, there's a lot of really interesting history of the area. The village started out as Rawsonville. It wasn't even Grafton. I believe there were some pretty notorious individuals that came through town. I believe the Lincoln train came through town. You know, there's just so much history about this village that so many people aren't aware of, that, you know, it has such an amazing past. And so whenever some of these programs are offered, they really want to find out more information. And so I think that's why. And plus, there's a lot of families that live in Grafton that it's been a generation after generation after generation. You see some of the same names when you look back in the books. You see, you know, names that are still here. So I think, you know, that long time family history is very popular and prevalent here.
We talk about history and the future of the library changing quite a bit with how people get the books. You still got a lot of foot traffic, people coming into the library, or is it a lot of people at home, you know, ordering the things, and then they'll just come by to pick them up at the time? You know, different
Would have to say in the 16 years that I've been there that the library is absolutely incredibly busy. Busier now than I've ever recalled seeing. And not only is it foot traffic, but it is items being, you know, ordered online and then individuals can come pick them up. It's also our online traffic is really large. You know, individuals can download items from our website if they don't want to come in. And what's nice about that is those items don't collect fines. They just automatically disappear from your account when your time is up. So it's all aspects. It's not just the old, you know, the old way that everyone thinks of as far as libraries. You go in, you grab a book. No, you go in, you have a cup of coffee, you can drop your kids off and listen. They can listen to a story while you read the newspaper. You can keep up with friends. We have lots of small groups that just come in and sit and talk. And then there are those that are home and they don't want to go out. They can get right on our Facebook page and hear what's going on, or they can go on our website and get a book, or now new magazines you can get from our Overdrive service that we offer. There's just the spectrum of library services is huge, and it's amazing just how busy and crazy things are.
What's in your display case right now? What do you have over there when people walk
4-H.
Yeah. Really?
There's a 4-H group in there right now. And again, this is another area that is very rich in rural activities. So 4-H is really popular here. And so right now there's a local group that's in there with their all their information and projects that they have going on for the Lorain County Fair.
Yeah. We started out with the summer reading program,
and now we're on to the fair in
Lorain August. County Fair. These ladies know how to talk, get us excited about what's coming up, as we apparently will have 60 degrees by Wednesday for A little bit of preview of that. Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning, Adele Infante, and also Tammy Mullins with the Grafton Midview Public Library right across the street from where we are. So, Craig, we might have to stop over there at least one time after our program to see what's new over at the library, get some more Grafton history information, and maybe find out the year that they moved into this Village Hall here as well, from the bank to the Village Hall as well.